From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama, speaking at a town hall meeting in Ohio today, acknowledged his health care overhaul plan has, as he put it, run into a bit of a buzzsaw. However, Mr. Obama pledged to continue working on efforts to finish the legislation, saying he is, quote, not going to walk away just because it's hard. The president also touched on the economy, saying he will never stop fighting for an economy that helps the hardworking and not just those who are already well off. The latest populist appeal from the president comes in a state where the unemployment rate has now risen to 10.9%. Public may be divided about the merits of the health care overhaul bill in Congress, but as NPR's Julie Roffner reports, much of the bill's individual elements remain highly popular. That's
according
to a new poll.
Despite reports that the public has turned against the health bills now stalled in Congress, the poll by the nonpartisan Kaiser Family Foundation found the public remains almost evenly divided, with 42% in favor, 41% opposed, and 16% undecided. But even a year into the debate, pollsters found a significant lack of knowledge about exactly what the bills would do. And when respondents were told, their support for the measures went up. 73% said they liked the bill more after hearing it included tax credits to help small businesses buy insurance. And 63% were more supportive after hearing that insurers could no longer discriminate against people with pre-existing health conditions. Only the bill's overall cost and the requirement for people to buy insurance lowered support. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
10 days after the strong earthquake that rocked Haiti, there are still stories of miraculous rescues being reported. The latest involves an 84-year-old woman who was pulled from beneath the rubble this morning. The woman is said to be in bad condition and may not survive. Doctors are treating her at a local hospital. Continued efforts to find survivors comes as the country deals with tens of thousands of dead. Stock prices fell sharply again today, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average losing another 2%. All told, it was the market's worst week since last March. More from NPR's Jim Zaroli.
All of the major stock indexes were down for the week. The Standard & Poor's 500 index lost 3.9% of its value. Analysts pointed to several reasons for the decline. Early in the week, China announced it would take steps to rein in lending. That's expected to curb economic activity, which hurts commodity companies like Alcoa. President Obama's announcement that he favors new restrictions on banking activity dealt a big blow to financial stocks. Meanwhile, there are questions about whether the Senate will vote to reconfirm Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, who's well-regarded on Wall Street. Several U.S. senators from both parties have said they will vote against Bernanke. His term expires January 31st. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 216 points today to end the week at 10,172. The Nasdaq lost 60 points. This is NPR. There are reports another U.S. missile strike launched from pilotless drones has killed militants in Afghanistan. The site intelligence group, which monitors Islamist extremist websites, says there are reports 15 militants were killed in the latest strike. The information was posted that says that 2 Turks and 13 Uyghurs were killed in the latest attack. It did not say where the missile strike took place, though Pakistani officials reported 2 missile attacks along the border on Tuesday. An expert committee says NASA needs a new strategy to detect potentially Earth-threatening asteroids and comets, or it won't come even close to meeting a deadline set by Congress. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports.
Some near-Earth asteroids and comets could potentially hit our planet and cause serious damage. So a few years ago, Congress set a goal. By the year 2020, NASA should discover 90% of the biggest objects, equal to or greater than 140 meters across. But a new report from the National Research Council says that goal can't be met because NASA is only spending around $4 million a year to search for near-Earth objects. The report says building a new space telescope could finish the job close to the deadline. A new ground-based telescope would be cheaper than that, but it couldn't complete a survey as quickly. The report also recommends that NASA monitor smaller space objects that might also pose a risk. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
Some of the biggest names in the entertainment industry are gathering for a telethon for Haiti that will be broadcast from New York, London, Los Angeles, and Haiti. The telethon, called Hope for Haiti Now, a Global Benefit for Earthquake Relief, is scheduled to air at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. It's being supported by a variety of social networking sites. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.